Hello, friends. This is your old woods rider, Jelly Elliott, hoping you'll stop whatever you're doing for just a little bit and listen. When you consider that 9 out of every 10 forest and woods fires is started carelessly or otherwise by just plain folks, well, it makes a fella feel that he's come from a long line of foolish people, don't it? So let's cut out this foolishness. Let's start a long line of careful people instead. We can do it. Just remember that only we, you and I, can prevent forest fires. Hello, friends. This is your old woods rider, Jelly Elliott, hoping you'll stop whatever you're doing for just a little bit and listen. When it comes to protection against wildfires, the best insurance I know is being prepared instead of waiting until it's too late. Plow a rake or fire line around your place, your hay field, or anything else you'd hate to get burned up. That's one of the best ways I know to save yourself, your neighbor, a lot of money. Remember, only you can prevent wildfires. Hello, friends. This is your old woods rider, Jelly Elliott, hoping you'll stop whatever you're doing for just a little bit and listen. Did you know that nearly 20,000 forest fires start each year from carelessness, with burning trash or brush? Well, that's a fact. So please be careful. If you've got any burning to do, pick the right day and the weather. Plow or rake a good line around it. Have tools, water, and help handy. Tell the fire warden when you're going to burn. Because remember, only you can keep fire from running wild. Hello, friends. This is your old woods rider, Jelly Elliott, hoping you'll stop whatever you're doing for just a little bit and listen. You can take my word for it. It ain't no fun fighting forest fires, but more important than that, when forests burn, valuable timber's lost and jobs too. So please keep this in mind. For the good of our country, its strength and its security, and for your own good, be careful with your matches and smokes. And remember, only you can prevent forest fires. This is your old woods rider, Jelly Elliott, hoping you'll stop whatever you're doing for just a little bit and listen. This is about a forest fire. It doesn't take much to start it. Some dry grass, a leaf or a dry twig, one tiny spark and a bit of a breeze, and the little fire grows big. Remember, friends, only you can prevent forest fires. Hello, friends. This is your old woods rider, Jelly Elliott, hoping you'll stop whatever you're doing for just a little bit and listen. If you're going hunting, fishing, or camping anytime soon, I wish you'd keep this in mind. Now, it doesn't take much to start a roaring forest fire. I know, because I've seen it happen, and I've fought many a fire. So please be careful. Put out your warming fire, your campfire. Put it dead out every time. Remember, only you can prevent forest fires. Hello, friends. This is your old woods rider, Jelly Elliott, hoping you'll stop whatever you're doing for just a little bit and listen. Now, I'm a country boy, and I know what I'm talking about. Forest fires are mean business. They can sure ruin the land, start erosion, and cause floods. I've seen it happen time and time and again. So please be careful with fire. Always. Remember, only you can prevent forest fires. Hello, friends. This is your old woods rider, Jelly Elliott, hoping you'll stop whatever you're doing for just a little bit and listen. When it comes to forest and woods fires, did you ever stop to think how foolish a man is, burning up what God intended to grow and prosper? Think about that, friends, and remember, only you can prevent forest and woods fires. Hello, friends. This is your old woods rider, Jelly Elliott, hoping you'll stop whatever you're doing for just a little bit and listen. If you're going hunting soon, remember the woods and the forest that give you the game that you're hunting. Remember, we get timber and water and other things from them. And remember, only you can prevent forest and woods fires. Hello, friends. This is your old woods rider, Jelly Elliott, hoping you'll stop whatever you're doing for just a little bit and listen. Now, I know that hunters and fishermen don't mean to be careless, but the records show that they get a little excited after they've hooked a nice fish, shot a buck, or a squirrel. That's when they usually get careless with their matches and smokes. Now, don't you be one of these careless ones. Remember, only you can prevent forest fires.